Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Refer to myself as the secondhand queen of clothes shopping. I absolutely love buying clothes secondhand. And honestly, for years, Andrea, it was because of the cost and because I love a good bargain. But now I know it's so much more than that.
It absolutely is. And I have to say, I am a fashionista, or like a self-proclaimed fashionista myself. So I am with you. Not so much on the secondhand, but I have reason to believe that you are onto something, Lisa.
I believe that I am. And our wonderful guest, Beth Greer, Supernatural Mom, is back. And she's going to talk to us about the environmental impact of our clothing today. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Lisa and Andrea. So, yeah,
we're so glad. Oh, go ahead.
No, yeah, it's something, you know, we all know about eating organic food, but we don't know about, most people are not aware about the impact that the cotton industry has on us, on the planet, and our bodies even.
It's absolutely true. And, you know, Beth, I do know that cotton is one of the three most heavily sprayed crops with pesticides. So I was always wondering, you know, what, you know, they're spraying the cotton with pesticides. Are those pesticides still in our clothes when we put them on our body?
Apparently they are. And, you know, not only the pesticides, there's also I just forgot the name of it, but the fertilizers that go into like making one cotton t-shirt can use up to a third of a pound of fertilizers. And so, yeah, these are hazardous chemicals, and they get into the soil, the water, and on our skin, absolutely. And, you know,
it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting, Beth, because what I find is that, you know, I'm going to tell you a little story about myself. I bought these bras. I know TMI, but I brought these bras on from the Home Shopping Channel. And I had ordered it because I like to buy bras that don't have underwire because, you know, I'm working at home all day and I could dress casually. I'm working from my home office and I can dress casually. And what I noticed is when I opened up this box, it had an awful smell. And the smell to the point where I wouldn't put that on my body. So I tried washing it, and I washed it probably no less than 10 times, and the smell was still there. So then I hung it outside to off gas, like I like to say. So these chemicals that they're using, and I guess for people who don't really realize, these chemicals we put on our body, and they're in the clothing that they're wearing. So they would come off onto our, I guess in this case, you know, onto our bodies. Wouldn't you agree, Beth?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it's that smell that you're smelling, I have a feeling it's the stuff that makes it like anti-wrinkle or anti-odor. They put chemicals on that they're not even telling us about it. So it's not even just how the fabric is grown, but the polyester. I'm sure the bra was not 100% cotton, or was it?
It wasn't.
Yeah, so it's probably polyester or nylon. That's made from petroleum products, okay? And so that's bad for the environment. And then then they're spraying it with these antibacterial, antimicrobial things, and those have the odors. So it's really important to pay attention to what we're wearing, and especially, yeah, wash it often before you put it on your skin, even your sheets and towels, especially, you know, sheets, we think, because they put on this non-wrinkle sheets. They have this sizing in it that's just awful for us.
So Beth, in your opinion, do you think that, you know, washing it several times or, you know, keeping it outside to air out into off gas, does it help to, you know, I know to decrease it, but does it help to eliminate them eventually? And is that the better option, or do we just avoid these products entirely, which is hard to do?
It is hard to do. I mean, but you know what? There are places like Walmart even that are selling, they're the largest buyer of organic cotton, believe it or not. So I found great towels at Bed Bath & Beyond. You know, you have to just look for it. So it is hard to find, but you can find it. And if you can't, then definitely wash it, air it out, especially for children. You know, you want to just make sure that you're not putting the stuff right from the package onto their skin, because their skin absorbs, you know, so much, and they're so tiny. So, you know, there are some great companies out there. And the article I wrote for the Huffington Post, I have it on my website for people who want links to where to find good products. It's BethGreer.com. They could read more about it. But there are great companies that put these hang tags they have this little QR code, for example. I don't know if you've seen them, this little black and white code, and you could scan it with your smartphone, and it'll tell you where the clothes were made, you know, who made them, and what kind of social impact it's having on the planet. So it's pretty good. And you look for 100% certified organic if you can find it. And, you know, the other thing is that the dyes that they use are very toxic to the planet. They're getting into our rivers and streams. So if you can find something that has eco-friendly dye in it, that would be even better.
Now, Beth, I mentioned in the beginning that I love to secondhand shop. I do it for myself. I also do it for my daughter. Is that a good way to go? Because at least the clothes have been worn a lot, presumably. And they always seem to not have a smell, which I like.
That's true. Yeah, it is good. And it's you know, it's the whole reusing and recycling is always a good way to go. And so, yeah, you can bet that they've been washed a lot, unless they still have the original hang tags on it. Sometimes I find those at secondhand stores.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
That's true. I tend to get excited. Now I'm not as excited. I'm like, oh, it's new. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. Give me the used stuff, please. You know, you really can get some great stuff.
Right. I mean, the thing is that the problem is that these chemicals have not been tested, really, on the fabrics. And so we just don't know for sure. So it's always better to be safe than sorry. So, you know, that's kind of what I think. I don't want people to get frightened of their own clothes, but definitely, you know, wash them first and look for secondhand.
How do you feel about bamboo clothing? Because, you know, a bamboo is great for the environment, but then I had heard that bamboo could contain formaldehyde. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, I've heard that as well, but there are companies, again, that use, like, organic bamboo, and they will not use formaldehyde. I have a set of bamboo sheets that I just adore. They're so soft, and they have bamboo towels and things like that. So, yes, they're great, but again, look at the label and look for companies that sort of certify either organic or natural, and there's a better chance they're not going to be using formaldehyde in it.
Formaldehyde is very toxic. I mean, you know, that's what they use to preserve dead bodies. And,
absolutely.
You know, I guess, is the formaldehyde used in the processing of creating these products, like creating the sheets, or is it, I guess it's used to as a, like, why is it used? Are you familiar with why?
Yes, it's used in the manufacturing process. And so it's not, like, added as a afterthought. But it is used in the actual textile manufacturing. But some companies don't use it. There are alternatives to it.
I have a set of bamboo towels, and I absolutely love them. And they're so absorbent. That's what I love about them because, you know, some towels that we use, it repels the water. This absorbs the water, and they are amazing. So I'm a big fan.
Right. And, you know, speaking of formaldehyde, it's in those straightening products, you know, the keratin products in your hair, but you can find those without them. So, you know, it's one of those chemicals that you want to make sure that you avoid at all costs, especially if you're putting something on your skin or in your scalp, for example. You know, those keratin products are so popular now. But after
Yeah, they
salon,
are. You know, it's so funny because I just had a keratin one done. And the salon tried to convince me to do the one with the formaldehyde. Oh, it's minimal. You know, you get to blow dry it. You're out. The other one, you have to not touch your hair for 3 days. And it's a big pain in the rump. And I said, you know what? I'll do the one that's safe and I don't have to touch. And I have to admit, it was hard. I mean, I couldn't even tuck. You can't even put a clip or tuck your hair. But you know what? It was worth it. My hair turned out great. And I'll go through the extra hassle to be safe, right?
Absolutely.
And you look very beautiful.
Yeah. And it didn't smell, right? Because, you know, and you're also.
No, it didn't smell at all.
Yeah, and you're protecting the hairdresser as well because they are also the ones that are doing it every day. So
it's,
you know, it's important to think about the other person as well, yeah.
Well, Beth, we're out of time. Again, it goes so fast, but thank you for being on the show.
Okay. Fabulous. All right, great to talk to you guys. And again, if they want to read the article, BethGreer.com.
Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.